Alei shu chelik alef kuf nun dalet, from the middle of the page. Shenei inyanim nichlalim ba'ani. There are two concepts that are encompassed in the word I. Haratzoin, one is the will, v'hargasha be'oinik v'tzar, and the sensation of pleasure and pain. Haratzoin ha'kuach ha'amoika mechavenes chayinu bederech klal. The will is that deep force that in general directs our lives. Hainu hakav haklali, that is to say, the general line, asher lefiv anu bonim eschayinu, according to which we build our lives. Uvederech pat, and more specifically, hainu ba'achlatos mischatzos miyom liyom, the decisions that one takes from day to day. Kimat lo yibatzer meharatzon ezeh shehu yezem la'ases. It's almost, virtually nothing is beyond the will when it decides to take a project on. Kvar dibano lakoach hanura hazeh, we've already spoken about this awesome force b'ferek ha'acharon shel ha'shaar sheni, in the last chapter of the second section of the Sefer. So that's the first concept in I. Here's the second. Vegam tzar ve'oineg margish ha'ani ha'nitzchi. That eternal I also senses pleasure and its opposite. Asher im hisbatel ha'guf b'moseyi. Even when the person dies and the body is negated, nish'ara l'adam hargasha zeis. That sense of pleasure or pain remains. Uvahu mekabel es olamo b'achar yisoyin. And this is what he'll receive his ultimate world, ultimate destiny with. Rabbi Yisainu ba'alei ha'musar matze'u. So the leaders of the Musar movement, they discovered ki kol she'ifas ha'adam. One's entire expression, miyomoy harishon mamash, literally from his first day, he lehanois, is pleasure. A human being is a pleasure-seeking organism, but it changes. Bereshisoyu misaneg al dvarim gufanim. Initially, pleasure comes purely from, or almost purely from, physical pleasures. In the case of a baby, dryness, warmth, satiation, closeness to one's mother. It's purely physical. As he develops further, his concept of pleasure also expands. Mischakim, children delight in games. There's a tremendous pleasure in playing, and children spend or should spend a lot of time playing. Kavoid also brings pleasure. Kloimar oyses harachom itzad hirav, signs of recognition and admiration from parents and teachers, chavirav, as you will say, friends, environment, that also brings pleasure. Rechush, possessions, to own a toy, to own a tennis racket. Ve'im ben aliyahu, if the person is a ben aliyah, then this desire for pleasure will morph into more and more sophisticated forms of pleasure. Hu sho'ef yoyser v'yoser l'inagim ruchanim, he'll aspire more and more to spiritual pleasures. The author doesn't mention over here, but of course, at some point, one discovers intellectual pleasure, which is tremendous. Reading, just the pleasure of reading, the pleasure of listening to music. All of those are more sophisticated than just chocolate cake. And through that, we learn how to appreciate pleasures that are not purely physical. Music, literature, stories, and eventually, spiritual pleasures. Ad hamatara achrona, until the final objective. The Mesilas Yesharim says it, Leis aneg al Hashem ve'le'anois miziv shechinasei. Man was created, it says in the introduction there, to delight in Hashem and to just find bliss in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he is created to do. So it's not surprising that we have such a strong drive for pleasure. Hein ha'nekuda merkazis ba'adam, the central point in human being, bechol tekuf v'sav, throughout his entire life, he she'ifas hana'ah, the aspiration to enjoy bericha mitzar, and to escape pain. He speaks about it a little later on, as indicated in the brackets. Now, an interesting etymological point, Mashe me'anegu esanhu arev, that which gives us pleasure, we call arev in Hebrew. Sherish milas arevu mizogit arev, the meaning of it, the root meaning is to merge, to mix, and that's why the word erev, the Rishonim explain, evening, it's when light and darkness start to mingle. One doesn't see so clear anymore. So that's the root meaning of it. And yet it is used to connote that which is arev, pleasurable. Mash arev lanu mismazeg im atzmeinu. The point is that that which is sweet to us and pleasant merges with ourselves. On the most basic level, food. Esa bilti na'im hanudochim. That which isn't pleasant, we reject. And we don't allow it to merge with our being. That which gives us pleasure is part of us, becomes part and parcel. The footnote is very interesting. We ask Hashem, make the words of the Torah pleasant. We daven that the words of Torah should be pleasant and sweet. Through which the Torah will merge with our psychology, merge with our inner forces, and become one. That's Veha'ariv. So those are the two factors within the eye. Kesher haduk mekashes koach haratzin im chush ha'ana shebani. There's a tight connection between the power of the will and that sense of pleasure in the eye. Hanekuda ha'penimis shebani it chush ha'ana. The innermost point in the eye, in one's identity, is that drive for pleasure. The outward point is the ratzoin. That's how they align themselves. We explained already that desire for pleasure characterizes our inner lives. One's instinct is there's one purpose and one purpose only. To avoid the discomfort, pain, and to enjoy. Ki hana'a hi chavaya atzuma, because pleasure is a very powerful experience. Vi moysheches es haratzon, it pulls one's will towards it. Says the Gemara, hamis aseik bechalavim v'arayos chayav sheken nehene. It's unusual. Normally a person's mis aseik is potter, you know, in the context of Shabbos. A person intends to do one activity and does another. He wants to pick up the knife from the ground, he ends up actually cutting a blade of grass. He never intended to do that. Is potter. The exception is here, chalavim be'arayois, if his misaseik is not really intending to do this action at all. He's still chayav sheken nehene. And Rashi explains, hilkoch chashi bechavana. This is profound. Therefore, because he had pleasure, it's considered as if he did it intentionally. It's a remarkable point. Ha'ana'a. Pleasure transforms a person's misaseik, is not involved in this at all, to a miskaven, to a person who is considered to be deliberate, a deliberate agent. Because it's automatic. When there's hana'a, as we said a moment ago, it pulls the ratzoin towards it. As long as a person doesn't enjoy something, even though he may want to do it, he may want it, it's as if it's outside, it's still outside of him. The converse is true as well. If something is enjoyable, even if the person did not want it at the outset, his will is stimulated through that pleasure. So those are the two points. Then, that decision, that power to tilt between one's will and that drive for pleasure, where they diverge, they're not both pointing in the same direction, that's where choice comes in. Zeu ha'ani, to summarize, the I is ratzoin, will, chush ana, that sense of pleasure, uvechira, and choice between them where they diverge. Ha'ani sholet al adam lechol chalakav, the I controls all of the person's components, ruach veguf gam yachad, both the spiritual, the physical. Will, the willpower itself innately is spiritual. The sense of pleasure, the drive for pleasure innately by itself, it tends more easily towards tangible pleasures. It's easier to enjoy chocolate than it is to enjoy a symphony. There's a tendency towards tangible pleasures. The coordination, the cooperation between them is so tight that you can see here the interface between body and soul. It's where the two, the ratzon and the hana'a, meet. Elsewhere, the author speaks about das as being the interface between guf and nefesh. At any rate, it then depends on our choices, im haratzoin yafech lemashiach guf, will the ratzoin become an instrument for the body, which is not desirable? Or rather, if the sense or the drive for pleasure will be elevated towards an aspiration and a sensitivity towards spiritual pleasures. And both of these possibilities are in front of us. This is the precise meaning of choice from the perspective of self-knowledge. You can describe it differently, but in our context, this is what choice means. Onwards. Hatinoik miyomoy harishon magish be'ana v'tzar, as we know, a baby from the first moment senses pleasure and pain. Gam ratzonu megalek va b'yosef pa'ut. It doesn't take long for a baby to already display will. It doesn't take long, they already have a strong sense of what they want and what they don't want. She'inahi ha'bechira, choice is different. Hi choyreges mitechum ha'instinctim, it goes beyond the realm of instinct. V'doreshes shikul sichli, it demands an intellectual reckoning, a weighing up. V'lachen belidas uvagus, and therefore without das and maturity, ein bechira. There's no choice. Im yeled yoidea, sheu yaneshi mikach sukariot v'umisavelen. If a child knows that he'll be punished if he takes the sweets, but he desires them. Hari yesh kan ma'avak ben shtei negiyos. We describe it as a struggle between two interests. Ashiifa lehana'a, he wants to enjoy the sweets, but pachad v'noinish, he's also afraid of the punishment. Hanegi'a hagoyveres bilibo yamachia b'mavakze. Whichever negi'a over here, whichever self-interest overcomes the other, well, that's what will determine his conduct. Lehizgabrusoy shel instinct echad el mishneo. But when one instinct overrides another, ein likro b'shem b'chira. We don't call that choice. It's not what the Torah calls a moral choice. That comes with maturity. Now, asks the author a very penetrating question. Ulam nisboinenona be'atzmeinu. But now let's look at ourselves. Kloma ba'adam v'vugar. Look at an adult. Ha'im anachnu marbim li'ishtamesh b'chocha b'chira. Do we use the power of choice much? Tevoim chinuch hergel v'negiyos. We have our nature, we have our upbringing, we have habit, and we have negiois, and certain interests. Sheletim banu kimat shilton muchlat. They have almost total dominion over us. Minoar atziva, from youth until old age. Yitachen, it's possible shadam yotzi es shneisav, that a person will spend his lifetime mibli lizdakek lechocha b'chira, without making almost any choices. It'll be upbringing and his own personality and habit and environment, and the person doesn't choose. I have a note here to look at Michtam Eliyahu by Rav Dessler in Chelek Aleph, page 115. The author elaborates, Baal tevaim nochim. Imagine to yourself a person with a pleasant disposition, asher lo izaz michinuch be'esen rav. He doesn't budge from the education he received, the upbringing he received at home. Mitzvoisav melumada. He does mitzvois. Everyone does mitzvois like anyone. Negi'oisav mechazkois oso bedarkoi. His negi'ois, his biases, strengthen him, they corroborate for him what he's doing. Kavod v'arachak tzaddik is taken by society to be an upstanding member of the Jewish community, of the Torah community. Nisyonois loy pekadu, no great nisyonois visit him, nothing dramatic. Hare yuchal loytzi es shnoisav. A person like that can live his entire life b'shem tov, with a good reputation, mibli shaya bocher bedarkoi, without actually choosing his path, mitoch haskama sechlis atzmai, through an independent intellectual commitment. And this is truly, it's profound. Zoi dugma kitzonis, this is an extreme example. Aval kesheniszboinen beatzmeinu nivacha, but when we actually analyze ourselves, when we reflect deeply, we will come to realize ki pe'amim nedirois me'oid, it is exceptionally rare that we use the power of choice. To actually weigh things up carefully and to make a deliberate choice is rare. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, Hareshus Nesuna. We have free choice. Ach b'maase, but in day-to-day life, mostly, Shalotim banu hatevaim achinuch ergel v'negios. We're dominated by, again, personality, upbringing, habit, negios. Hein ba'achois agorelios, both in the fateful decisions of life, והן באחרויס הקטנוס יהיה ממייס. And also the small day-to-day decisions. והיה בחירה. Where's בחירה? רבינו יונה פוסם מבוכה זה. רבינו יונה solves this confusion. הוא כוסה בשערי תשובה ג' י' ז' This is a passage we'll see a number of times in Alei Shua. Veda, says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki ha-ma'alois ha-elyonois, the most exalted achievements, when you look at the greatest achievements of a human being, nimseru b'mitzvois aseh, they were given as mitzvois aseh, not the lois aseh. Kumoi, and now he lists them, ma'alas ha-bechira, the level of choice, shenema, the source for it in Torah is uvocharto b'chayim. Then umalis talmud Torah, he gives a source for it. Umalis leches b'dakei Hashem, to walk in the paths of Hashem, he gives a source for it. Umalis is bonet gdulas Hashem, reflecting Hashem's greatness, he gives a source. Umalis zichroin chassadav is bonen bohem, to remember Hashem's chesed, to reflect on them. Sources, umalis ha-kedusha, levels of kedusha. Umalis ha-avoida, things called avoida, Hashem. Umalis ha-yir'a. Umalis ha-ahava. ומעלה עשת ויקוס, attachment, לכל אחס מהן הקמה מדגויס. And the second volume of Alei Shua, the author deals with this in a paragraph that asks whether we are capable or not capable of these levels. At any rate, one of these is מעלה עשת בחירה, the first one. Says the author, מבואר בזה, you see over here, כי הבחירה איננה כלל וכלל לחם עם הרוחני של אדם. Choice, when you speak about choice, it's certainly not one's daily bread and butter. It is not something common that a person does dozens of times a day. Himeh ma'alois ha'elyonis. It's among the supreme achievements. Asher adam tzich la'amoil kedei la'asgel. A person has to toil to attain it. Ve'loi neifelesi me'ahava ve'yirah ve'advekus. It's mentioned together in the same breath as ahavas Hashem, yirah Hashem, cleaving to Hashem. Asher pashut uvaru. Those three, it's obvious to us when we read it. Ki kinyanan ole la'adam betorach rav. That to acquire those, it takes a lot of effort. And here they're mentioned as together in the same breath. Anu yecholim lizkois lebechira. We can earn this ma'ala, ve'lachen anu chayavim leknos, and therefore we're obligated. Whatever is possible becomes obligatory. This is the theme that you see throughout the Leishu many, many times. Makes this sort of statement. We are capable of bechira, and therefore we're obligated to acquire it. Ve'lachen abechira yesod sechar v'onish, and therefore bechira is in fact the foundation of sechar v'onish. But it's not a simple matter. It's not something that happens left, right, and center. And of course, he's referring to the Torah community, those who grew in the Torah community but have never made a conscious commitment of their own through Bechira to follow this path. The author continues, Omadnu bazeh al yesod gadol b'chomas ha-chinuch shel azulas v'shel etzmeni. So thereby, by establishing these principles, we have a great fundamental idea in terms of chinuch, both of others and ourselves. Yesh liyisyaches el kol adam, we should relate to every person ke'ilu ein lo yibichira, as if he has no choice. Uch'ilu muchrach al yedei teva'av chinuchoy regilav v'inugiyosav. Treat a person as if he is compelled to act as he does through his nature, his upbringing, his habits, and his interests. Zehu yesoda shel chochmas ha'ilam. That's a fundamental idea of chochmas ha'ilam, asher baveno rabbeinu hagaon rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Be'or Yisrael in Mechtav Dalet. These are very difficult words. I won't attempt to translate them literally. I'll just read them. Hakesil befa'amonei ha-sichlus iten zahav t'morasa. Ha-mis'aveh. Basically, he's saying that the fool would give gold for this chokhmas ha'ilam. Ha-mis'aveh le-ma'achal u-mishtei yetzeidat b'mechmarta. The one who desires food and drink will be caught in its net. U-lechol ha-she yachpoitz yatenu b'chanfei la'agei ma'oig. It's a paraphrase of Pasuk. החפץ בכבוד המדומה חפצו ירשתוי, the one who desires imaginary כבוד, that's like a net. The author now paraphrases these ideas. גדולי חכמי המחקר הראשונים, the great Torah psychologists, the great בעלי מוסר, הניחו את הבחירה כי יסוד לכל התורה כולה. They said that בחירה is really the foundation of the whole Torah, ולכל עבודת אדם, it's a foundation of avoda, ואין שום בדס חולק על זה. Nobody denies this. We're not denying the importance of Bechira in Torah philosophy. Ach mize hishtarsha tefisa etzel amonam. The problem is that from that fundamental idea, there's this concept by the masses, ke'ilu kol adam bocher befoyal bechol maaseh bechol chayav. As if a person is constantly choosing every action, every decision through the day, it's really Bechira. Vezoi ta'us gmura. It's a complete mistake. Veloi zoi bilvad, not only this, we dare not rely on these choices. Umila nugadol ki shlomo melech alav shalom she'amar, ani arbe velo yasur, I'll have many wives, they will not distract me from avodas Hashem. She'ratza le'amid avodas el b'chirsei. What he wanted to do is to pivot his avoda on his bechira. V'nichshal, and he failed. Ki ein la'adam lismoch al bechira soy b'vol yedei nisayon. A person should not trust his bechira in a situation of nisayon. U'meidach, on the other hand, we just said in Rabbein Yonah, ma'ala el yoinahi. It is a great achievement. U'madregos opasla, and it has many levels. The highest ones are very difficult, but one is obligated to try and acquire at least the lower levels. Afilu kesh'adam bo'icher b'mitzvah mitoch negias kavoid. Even when a person makes a choice to do a mitzvah, and it's tinged and tainted with kavod, yesh baze dargas mashu bechira. It has some level of bechira. Some aspect of bechira does play a role. Ki haya yechol livchor gam bechavod, bechivas hashem v'chadomei. Because a person could have chosen to get the same type of recognition in a negative society, in the company of rishayim. The fact that he wants kavod, but in the context of a mitzvah, there's something here, a true recognition that an act of mitzvah deserves kavod. It's a low level of bechira. The person has certainly attained something of the concept of bechira. Ultimately, the ultimate level of bechira is attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, haynu ha-lishma, ha-temidi, constant lishma. Ratzon Hashem, it's the will of Hashem, she-netze me-melumada, that we leave the realm of melumada, of mechanical and automatic performance, le-kayem u-vo-charta b-chayim, to actually fulfill it to the highest possible extent, to make real choices. Finally, ha-mifne ha-machir b-chayinu, the decisive turning point in our lives, Chal Barega happens at that moment, Shebeoifek Bechirasenu, on the horizon of our choice, Mofia Sheifa Ruchanis or Ana Ruchanis. There appears the glimmer on the horizon of a spiritual aspiration or spiritual pleasure, Kegoirem Mischareim Sheifos Vanos Gufonius, as a competitor to physical aspirations and pleasures. It's remarkable. That's the decisive turning point. It happens generally early enough, the person is becoming mature, becoming an adult, and whereas up to now, most of his pleasures were purely physical. Now, there's a glimmer on the horizon of spiritual pleasures which start to compete. And one can see, as I said before, it can come through, there's a development, a gradual development. The person learns to get pleasure from intellectual involvement, books, music, whatever it is, and then spiritual pleasures. And that becomes to play, it starts to play a role. And that's the decisive turning point. That moment when you discern that intellect, intellectual effort, intellectual achievement, and kdusha can give pleasure. When a person discerns that, that moment when a person is sensitive enough to sense the difference between a physical pleasure and a spiritual pleasure, berega ze, at that moment, oimedes binkudas moket shel ani, stands at the focus of the eye, hayedia, that knowledge, ki ha'adam lo inivra ela yisneg el Hashem, mesilas yisharim, that man was created to delight in Hashem, ve'lanos b'ziv shechin asoti, to find bliss, ki zehu ha'ta'anug ha'amiti v'aydun ha'gadol b'chol yidun m'sheyicholim yimatze, because this is the greatest pleasure and the greatest bliss out of everything that can exist. At that moment, that knowledge stands at the focus of the eye, and that's a decisive turning point. Will the person make the choice then, or not make the choice then? Adkan.